The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back to the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner. John Dinkins here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Chad Caldwell joins me here for the Smyrna Bulldogs. Lonnie is taking the morning off.
Yeah, his daughter plays.
That's right.
Little junior pro basketball, so
gotta support the family.
Yeah, he had to be there for this one.
Does he get into that?
I'm sure he does. I've joked with him. I'm going to come watch him just in the stands.
Yeah, how he acts. I bet it's fun. We'll get some YouTube material on that, I think. But I know how family when they play. I've been there. So, anyway, Chad joins us here to talk a little bit about Smyrna basketball. And before we get into last night's game, and I want to talk a little bit about over the holidays and how you all fared going into the holiday season, which is somewhat difficult at times because a lot of things going on with Christmas and that kind of thing. So talk a little bit about the Smyrna Bulldogs and how you did over the holidays.
Before Christmas, we went to East Lytt. We played Marshall County and Overton. We won both of those games. Then took a Christmas break. After Christmas, we held our own tournament. This year, we can only get six teams, so it wasn't an actual tournament. It's just a classic. You just
played a number of games.
Played three games, yeah. We were fortunate enough to win all three of them. We beat Antioch, Gabriel Christian, and Lincoln County. So we won five. We actually won six in a row going into last night. So we felt pretty good about ourselves going into yesterday, but didn't turn out too good last night.
When you play those games, and it's not the tournament format is kind of not. It's more like just playing game, which is better for teams. Is it better to have that kind of situation where you just play games and not really worry about whether we're going to get the trophy at the end of it or that kind of thing?
My personal opinion is I like the tournament just because you're trying to play for something. That first night you're trying to advance to the semifinals and then the championship. I think it's always good when you're playing for a trophy.
It kind of gets you prepared for district play too, the importance of games and that kind of thing. A good week there, and then against Shebaville, a pretty good ball club. You did very well, and T-Ray Malone and Wayne had good games. I think Wayne had 14 in that ball game, and of course PJ, usual down the stretch, was strong. I guess you really did feel pretty good going into last night's game and getting ready for the district opener, and came across a team, a Siegel team that I don't know about you. I think they're a real sleeper when it comes to talent level and that kind of thing. They've got a lot of young players and not as big as they used to be, but they still are extremely quick and talented, aren't they?
Right. Yeah. They're not playing that half-court game they used to play with 6'8", 6'9", with Hurt and Williams down there. You know, this year they're trapping all over the floor. They're trying to make you turn it over. They're fast-breaking. They're pushing the tempo.
I think Brandon had 25 points, and Trayton Harris probably maybe one of the best point guards in the game. I know you got a pretty good one down there at Smyrna too, but they can kind of cause matchup problems as well. But it's really their defense that they're concentrating on this year, aren't they?
Right. Yeah. Last night we turned it over 26 times, and whenever you turn it over that many times, you're not going to have a chance to win the ball game, especially if you give up 91. I don't know who can overcome that at the high school level. But it's like I told our guards in our guards meeting on Thursday, I said, they're not going to have the 6'8", 6'9s. It's all up to you. If we're going to win the game, our guards are going to have to win the game. And last night their guards were better than our guards.
Chad, this is a year that it's going to be really, I think, an exciting district race because, you've lost the opener. However, there's so many games left. I don't think you can rest too much on this game, and you've got to get prepared because you've got another game on Tuesday.
Right. You know, we tell our kids all the time, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. You know, just you can't get too high after one win. You can't get too low after one loss. So, you know, we just got to put last night behind us, get some work in on Sunday and Monday and get ready for Blackman on Tuesday.
Last night you got behind quite a bit and made a comeback in the final score. I was really shocked at the amount of points that were scored in that game. It must have been up and down, up and down.
It was very up and down. We have a rookie stat guy, so he was – and he got it all right on the book, so – I was very proud of him because it was just up and down, up and down. It was tiring to watch, for one.
Is that the kind of game that you wanted to play? Or, I mean, because you guys are pretty quick yourself. I mean, you're extremely fast.
We are, but last night they were just a lot faster than us. And I don't know if it was just last night or they're that much faster than us in terms of just being fast at the ball. But that's just the way it is.
Again, can't get too high, too low, because you're going to meet them again too down the road as well. PJ had 22 last night. Wayne had 19. Still a very talented Smyrna team, and have a long way to go. And we've got action on Tuesday night. Now, who do you take on Tuesday?
Blackman.
That's right. And another strong team, and maybe. They've somewhat kind of standing out there as kind of the favorites right now by a lot of people. They've got a lot. They've got an inside presence though, don't they? They're a little bit different approach to this Blackman team.
Yeah, they got a pretty good post player and a very good point guard. Probably the MVP of the league so far. It's gonna be a challenge. You know, we got a game plan for them, and number one, we got to worry about ourselves. If we don't have the effort and intensity that we need, then we're not gonna be in the game.
Chad Caldwell joins us here from the Smyrna Bulldogs. Blackman with their inside game, and then they've got a pretty good sophomore, I think, that's pretty good, and from the outside too. So you got to worry. You got two areas to concern about. But again, I think you make a good point. You got to worry about what you guys are doing. And let's talk a little bit about. We're not at near halfway point in terms of district play by any means, but you've had some games now, and you got some under your belt. Are you where you think you should be right now, or is there a lot of area for improvement, or is it something that some games we look good, some inconsistencies? Tell us a little bit about where the Smyrna Bulldogs stand right now.
We're nowhere near where we should be, in my opinion. We got seven seniors, and some games we play like the experienced seniors that they should, and some games they don't. There's tons of room for improvement. You know, we've got guys right now that we're going to need to count on, that we're going to need to win games later in the season that aren't playing the way I think they can. And I think it's just a confidence issue, and they just got to, you know, this guy work it back in.
You talk about senior leadership, and I know that the turnovers have to concern you a little bit because you don't really expect seniors to make turnovers that many anyway.
Well, it's not really – you're going to make some turnovers in a game, but it's just careless turnovers, you know, traveling, throwing the ball out of bounds. It's just, you know, if you're trying to make a play and you turn it over, and that's different than just throwing it right to the other team.
It's kind of unforced turnovers is the bugaboo. Let's talk a little bit about some individuals quickly. P.J. Whitaker, of course, is kind of a steady influence on this ball club, and I think – sometimes as he goes, so go the Smyrna Bulldogs in terms of floor leadership and that kind of thing. And 22 last night.
Yeah, 22, and he didn't start getting those till about midway through the second quarter. You know, we dug ourselves a hole early, and, I mean, you hate to put so much on one kid, but he is our leader. He's been our point guard for 3 years. So as you said, as he goes, we go. And he didn't start out that well, and we didn't start out that well. So
he's a little bit unselfish, too, I mean, which I think is a good thing, but sometimes I think you really look for him to shoot the ball a little bit more than what he does sometimes.
He's our best shooter, our best penetrator, and he's also our best passer. But sometimes you wish he would have taken a shot instead of passing it off, but it's hard to tell a kid not to be unselfish.
That's a good quality to be. Wayne Jones has been pretty red hot as well, and he's been contributing from the outside. What are some surprises that you've seen from some of your guys? What are a couple of guys that have surprised you so far with their play?
I think the most surprised I've been is by Brandon Hathaway. You know, he's a football player by trade. He said he wanted to play basketball again this year. You know, it's just one of those, like, he's not a very good shooter, but, you know, he's going to rebound. He's our leading rebounder. He gets his garbage points. He's worked on his free throws because he gets fouled a lot. So he's brought that average up. And he brings an energy and intensity to the game that we need.
Well, we had the pleasure of watching them on Tuesday night, and Brandon came in and he did kind of provide a spark, and he's not a big kid in terms of height, but boy, he'll get in there and battle under the boards, won't he?
He's not afraid of anything. He'll guard anybody from their point guard to their center. So
he is, and he's developing a little bit of some inside moves and some things. And I know that not playing and coming back and into the game, sometimes you lose some development there. But he could really be a real strong force for you guys down the stretch, particularly.
Definitely. You know, he knows he's going to go on to college playing football, not basketball. But I mean, he's in the gym every day working on his post moves and trying to get better.
The Smyrna Bulldogs, 91-80 was the game last night. Again, a lot of points scored. What are you looking forward to improve here now as we go into the Blackman game on Tuesday? What are some things that you want to improve? Want the Bulldogs to improve on as they go into this game on Tuesday?
Just our focus. You know, after Tuesday, we had a great practice on Wednesday. Going over our scouting report for Siegel, it was very lackluster. And it showed in our play last night, especially on the defensive end. So if we got to get our focus back, pay attention to detail, and get ready for Tuesday.
It's kind of how you practice is how you play sometimes.
Exactly.
That holds true, doesn't it?
Yeah. We were talking about it as coaches last night after the game that, you know, we can – most of the time tell how we're going to play by the day before his practice.
Chad, before we let you go, I want to wish you some luck here in these coming games. It's a district that I think we're going to see a lot of games that may be surprising scores and wow, they won that game, or oh, they lost that game, that kind of thing. And it's I think it's due to, because I think there's maybe parity's not the word, but the talent level everybody has some strengths, and everybody has a couple of weak spots in their game, and they're looking to improve that weak spot.
Right. Yeah. And also, all these teams in our district have great coaches, so they're going to put their teams in the best position to win the games.
Going to be an interesting year, that's for sure.
Should be fun.
And you got a long way to go.
Yes.
0-1, but a long way to go. And good luck at Blackman. They come to you.
That's right.
Yeah,
yes.
And we'll be there, so we'll get
forward
to see
to
you.
It.
And enjoy everybody, and even Rick Powell, when he comes up and talks to us, we even enjoy seeing him. Chad Caldwell has been our guest here on the Prentice Osipedian Air Coach's Corner. And when we come back, Brian Barrett's going to be talking a little Blackman basketball as we continue here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Stay with us.